Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
What would you rather have, strong jobs and strong commerce, or lower interest rates? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. If you're looking for a job or a raise, the economy is on your side. If you're shopping for a mortgage or nursing credit cards, relief is not in sight. At the central bank's briefing yesterday, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell surprised no one by not cutting interest rates, given persistent inflation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at the briefing and joins us now. Nancy?
Well, David, if you're looking to borrow money, this is kind of a good news, bad news story. So I'll give you the bad news first. Interest rates will stay high for longer. I asked Chair Powell what he would say to people who can't afford the high rates for things like mortgages and car loans. Powell said the thing that hurts everybody is inflation, and the Fed is keeping borrowing costs high to try to cool demand and snuff out those high prices.
That's what we're doing, and we know that it's painful and inconvenient, but the dividends will be paid will be very large, and everyone will share in those dividends.
And Powell said they have made significant progress getting inflation down. It's just taking longer than he expected for Fed officials to be confident we're on the path to their goal of 2% inflation so they can start cutting rates.
Okay, but some Fed officials have openly speculated about the chance of an interest rate hike. I didn't hear Powell ruling that out.
Yeah, that's the good news for borrowers. Powell said a rate increase is unlikely, and the presumption is the Fed's next move would be to lower interest rates. Powell would not say, though, how many rate cuts we can expect this year or when they might start. As always, he says it depends on the data.
Yeah, the data. The 10-year interest rate is lower than this time yesterday, 4.61% now. S&P futures are up 0.6%. NASDAQ futures up 0.8%. Dow futures are up 0.3%. Now to the changing economics of sports media. If you're a baseball fan and a Comcast cable subscriber, it's possible you've had to catch the games the old-fashioned way. There are these little things called radios. That's because the carriage agreement between Comcast and the media company Diamond Sports Group, which owns 18 regional sports networks, expired this week. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
The prevailing local sports media business model from the 1980s until about 5 years ago was for sports teams to sell their rights to a regional sports network, which would then sell carriage rights to a cable company.
Then the consumer would buy a bundle.
Andrew Zimbalis is an economics professor at Smith. But now, with streaming, consumers have more options. They can choose to buy only what they want, not the whole bundle. And Zimbalis says others are opting to pirate the games instead.
There are stations you can go to that are stealing the signals. It's something that a lot of youth know how to access.
Now, some sports teams are selling their rights to local broadcasting affiliates instead of regional sports networks, says Brian Weiser of the consulting firm Madison & Wall. He says those can be accessed through cable or even with rabbit ears.
So free-to-air, which has the added benefit of broadening the appeal potentially of the sport, making it possible for people without a subscription to see these games.
He says it's kind of a callback to the way we used to watch sports back in the 70s and 80s. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go deeper into news. The Biden administration is out with guidelines for a tax credit to promote greener aviation fuel. It's jet fuel made from ethanol, corn as in on the cob, and biofuels made from soy as in tofu. If this works, would it be a net plus for the world? Marketplace's Kaylee Wells reports.
Sustainable jet fuel has been around for years, and yet it only accounts for a fraction of 1% of all jet fuel, probably because it costs more than twice as much as traditional jet fuel. These new incentives, says Amar Shams with the clean energy nonprofit RMI,
all the incentives stacked together would not fill the gap.
But it might get the price low enough, Shams says, for companies to invest in the fuel so they can meet climate targets. Then there's the issue of just how clean the fuel actually is, says Columbia University Climate School professor Melissa Lott.
What was the feedstock used? How was it grown? How much fertilizer was there? You know, how was it harvested? How was it processed? Like, you need to know every step or else you're just going to be guessing.
Plus, Lott says you can't just fill a jet with corn oil. Any sustainable aviation fuel gets blended with regular jet fuel. Bottom line?
Aviation is really hard to get emissions down in. There's not a lot of drop-in replacements. You can electrify short-haul flights that only go, you know, short distances. But after a point, physics catches up with you, and you really need liquid fuels.
So the federal government is doubling down on biofuels derived from corn and soy as the most realistic alternative fuel we've got. The industry that makes the fuels thinks the incentives are a good first step. But Jessica Dow, head of America's Biofuels Pricing at Argus Media, says the industry's enthusiasm was pretty tepid.
Overall, they are encouraged. There's an updated pathway for ethanol to jet. But at the same time, they've called out what they see as the shortcomings in the guidance.
The shortcomings, Dow says, include fertilizer efficiency requirements, other agricultural rules that protect water quality and soil health, and restrictions on how the fuel is made. And to get the credit, the sustainable fuel has to be half as polluting as traditional jet fuel. Right now, the aviation industry uses about 16 million gallons of these fuels every year. The Biden administration is hoping to hit 3 billion gallons by 2030. I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.
And Olivia Rodrigo, The Weeknd, Drake, and many more are headed back onto TikTok after the platform cut a deal with Universal Music Group on licensing. The deal includes some protections for artists against artificial intelligence clones and new opportunities to sell merch given TikTok's e-commerce plans. 1 billion people use TikTok, you know, the one elected officials in Washington are forcing Chinese owners to sell. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, and we are from APM, American Public Media.